Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelus.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome.
Welcome to Tuesday. We just wanted to say thanks, guys. I know we say thanks every week, but we mean it. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate the listens, the downloads. We appreciate the emails and the weird shit you guys send us.
Yeah, totally. Like that, well, anyways.
Yeah.
I don't think we got anything like that, but we're just so appreciative of everything you guys are helping us with, because we create this for you. And you know, we've gotten so much great feedback of saying, man, I really dig it. It's simple. It's easy. It's not too high level and it's not stony.
And I learned enough to understand.
Yeah. A lot of people have made that jump saying, I'm going to try it. And yeah. One thing that I would recommend before we get into our strain today is use our playlist as kind of a shopping list. When you go into a dispensary, saying, you know, what am I gonna get this done? You know, you have your favorites, but it's always good to experiment, try new ones, just so your body doesn't become so acclimated to the strain that's your favorite, because it's not as potent as it was before.
Yeah. You keep using one strain, those cannabinoids, they just won't hit you the same. So it's always good to have a variety. What strain are we talking about this week?
Oh, well, imagine a grandfather.
The clock, or like the one in the old folks' home?
The one in the old folks' home. And then imagine purple grapes. You slam them together and you get...
Slam some old people with some grapes?
Yes.
Really confused, disoriented purple people.
Granddaddy perp.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, very close.
Yeah, disoriented.
Well, yeah, you definitely will feel a little disoriented after smoking a little bit of this. Granddaddy perp. This is a strain from where?
actually, this comes from San Francisco. It's actually normally grown by Ken Estes is where it came from. It comes from Big Bud and a previous strain episode, Purple Urkel. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, this is supposed to be like the grandfather of all weed strains, at least referred to as the grandfather of all weed strains.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had it before. I mean, it's been a long time.
Interesting.
Have you had it as of recently? Do you remember it?
Not recently. When I first started going to dispensaries, that's when I saw it back then. I have not had it in the last couple of years. However, I have heard that this is very common feeling to Grape Ape, which I have had recently.
I have had Grape Ape.
Super, very similar flavor profiles. So
yeah, some people say that you get kind of like a sweet, almost like a Kool-Aid flavor. Others are like, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, you get like a grapey, berry, some piney in there with like some sweet aftertastes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, kind of like limoncello.
Yeah, limoncello has berry undertones. And
yeah, it's really good. But you'll hear this quite often. Some of these strains will sound very similar to another one. The crazy thing is your endocannabinoid system is going to respond to it differently than, say, you know, Brandon responds differently to strains than I do, and vice versa. There are strains that we've reviewed and I still can't touch to this day because it's just so strong for me.
Yeah.
But for Brandon, he's like, I guess you can stop bringing that weak shit.
Yeah, but when you said that, I was just thinking if there is a strain personally that I don't enjoy, like that I have a bad experience with. And I, at this moment, I can't say there is one off the top of my head. However, I guarantee there are some cannabinoid profiles or terpene combinations that don't interact as nicely with my cannabinoid system.
Right.
So,
like with this strain, I mean, it's great for relaxation, for stress, and for pain relievement.
Oh, yeah.
What else was really good to be able to stack on top of that list?
Muscle spasms, insomnia, appetite loss, depression, PTSD and stress. So
this is a full...
Yeah, those
whole shelf. I mean, it's got everything.
Surprisingly, a lot of these heavy indicas, they do hit a lot of medical aspects. So I don't know if it's specifically cannabinoid profiles, terpene, flavonoids, or just the wonderful combination of all of the above that makes these ones so amazing across the board. So, it's pretty commonly used for a lot of stuff.
Is it pretty common? Grape ape, I know I can find. Mm. I've had grape ape in a vape form. I have never had Granddaddy Perp in vape form, but I have had it in flower.
I would say that now Granddaddy Perps is a bit tougher to find just because it does. There's so many other variations now that... it's more one of the originals. And so there's so many hybrids and crossbreeds that have been produced that you'll probably find a lot more of those. But if you do find Granddaddy Perps, grab some, try it out, unless heavy indica is not your thing, because this one is definitely like that timeless full body high. It first comes and hits you in the head, and then it sinks down into your body. So the indica settles in your legs, in your arms, and it's that like spacey, stony, really sinks you back into the couch kind of strain.
Yeah. I mean, as a lot of the other indicas we've talked about, I know that this one, from multiple reviews of I've looked at and then you've looked at, they all say it's one of the really stronger ones. Like, this is really good. And knowing, I mean, we've talked about pain with your pain. When using a heavy indica for pain relief, right? So talking about right now, the weather's changing. And my knees hurt from doing years of martial arts and getting injuries. And when this weather's been changing, getting colder, I'm a sativa guy. I really enjoy sativa for the creativity, for the flow. Indicas slow me down. Don't really want to do a whole lot other than just chill, maybe watch a movie, maybe take a nap, maybe play some video games, more likely play some video games. But with this, it's so great for pain relief. And so if you have those flare-ups, like I've been getting lately, a great strong indica such as this, it's more of a two hit it and quit it, definitely for this type of strain. And whether you're using a vaporizer or you're using, you're smoking it out of a small bowl in a pipe, it's a pretty strong strain.
Yeah, this one will get you where you need to go, as long as that's to the couch.
To the couch.
Yeah.
Maybe the bed.
That's
maybe
true.
Maybe with a controller in your hand.
Maybe. Depends on what you're into. But yeah, have you seen the flowers of this? Like, seen this flower?
Yeah, I've seen it, and it's been described two different ways. I mean, I remember seeing it before. It's got a really nice kind of purple hue to it. It's not, I mean, a lot of people get the misconception that they're going to get it. It's going to be like a
vibrant
grape.
Purple. Yeah.
Like grapes, pretty much. But there is a slight hue to it. I mean, there are the orange pistil hairs that you will see on that. That's pretty indicative of a lot of different cannabis strains. This one, however, does have that nice glow. If you catch it in the right light, you will see those purple trichomes that are all over that. But I don't know. It's a really good looking strain, but don't be fooled that it's just going to be grapes.
Yeah. I mean, you'll get like berry smells, grapey smells, kind of earthy and sweet, but the experience is not a grape. It's definitely Granddaddy Perps.
Yeah, and there's a slight sweet taste to this, right?
Yeah. You might, after smoking this strain, you might look like the grandpa in the old folks' home. Ooh. Bent over in the chair, slightly drooling, eyes glazed over. Yes. So, you know.
Yeah. It's a good one, though.
Definitely worth it.
It is. And I mean, I have never had Granddaddy Perp in a vape form. Have you?
Just flower.
Just flower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that that's a bad thing.
Not at all. It just, it's just not as readily found. Granddaddy Perp, let's say. I mean, I'm not going to ask you to do a rating on that one because, you know, you don't discriminate.
Right? Yeah.
You accept all strains, all colors.
Love all strains.
Right. You're good with it. You like to smoke it any way you can. I would say, just going back to memory on this, it is a very good strain. It's a chill strain for me. It's a kind of hanging by myself type of strain, or with my buddy.
Yeah.
Right? Just hanging out. Not really a big social one.
You have to be with people you do not feel you need to entertain.
Yeah.
Because when you take that strain and you are sinking back in the couch and maybe just zoning off for a minute, you're going to need people who can entertain themselves because you're going to be in a different plane.
Yeah, I would say like on the side of food. So I cook quite a bit. And one of the things I do like this teriyaki chicken. I've made it for you. And that's what I'm thinking about this. Get some baton rice, right? More like kind of plump, not like a jasmine rice where it's kind of thinner. But it was just a full body rice and then putting this over the top and then just putting plenty of that sauce over there. That's the one thing I love about cannabis and food is that it really makes those flavors pop. Like the teriyaki sauce I make, I put a little bit of orange in there. It's just enough.
Yeah,
you can, it's not like an orange chicken, but that's what I'm thinking. It's a good meal. It could be a lunchtime. It could be a dinner time. Hell, it can be a 2:30 in the morning time, but that's what I would go towards for something like this.
Yeah, that sounds super tasty. That's kind of similar. I was going to say like the Korean style lettuce wraps with like pork bulgogi.
Bulgogi, dude, you got all these terminologies and shit. This is awesome. Like, I have no idea. I'm like, stuff that tastes good. But you're like, yeah, it's bulgogi. Look at you.
It's just going out to eat. You know me. I love food too.
Yeah, definitely. I like that. I like that. And it's... That's one thing you should think about too, is that if you get a little group together, a really good experience for you to do is go to a restaurant, a good restaurant, and you know, smoke a little bit in the parking lot and then go in and just really enjoy that meal. Cannabis really accentuates the flavor.
You will enjoy that so much more. I always do.
You'll take your time. You don't need to eat like a Marine.
Yeah, right. Or like you grew up in a Mormon family with 20 people, so you gotta eat.
You got to. You have to eat like that, right?
It's like, get it while you can.
Yeah. No, this is awesome. So if you're in a dispensary, check it out. Check out this and see where you guys can be able to fit this within your next shopping experience.
Yeah.
Saying like, I want to get some Granddaddy Perp again. I don't know how readily available it is to be able to find. On the West Coast, it is more kind of hit or miss, but you will find it. If you're in other states, maybe not so much. Ask your local bud tender.
Yeah, or if you know the grower, tell him, hey, I want to have some Granddaddy Perps. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Check us out on Instagram. Go ahead and give us a like, give us a follow, and tune in next week.
Yeah, guys. Thank you so much.